Peace, y'all. Peace, y'all. We about to get started. Third Eye Five Vibes, man.
Oh. You know how they say, like, when you're focused, you're focused? You know? Like, you're just going, like, okay, right. Hypnosis. Focus is hypnosis.
Focus is hypnosis, bro. That's a shirt, man.
I remember, when we had our baby Jupiter. Okay, we had her at home, and I always talk about this home birth thing because it's like I ain't trying to sound repetitive, but it was such an experience, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It is
like,
an experience, yo. You did a home birth, yo. A lot of people don't, bro. That is rare.
So it kind of brings like. Patience. Focus is what?
Focus is with hypnosis. Yeah.
Man. So, with the home birthing, we had to do hypnobirthing. And it hypnotizes your mind with affirmations saying that my body is capable to hold a child. My body is capable to birth a child. I am strong enough, and it's all these affirmations, and you're doing for 9 months straight. It's called hypnobirthing. And, man, bro, you learn how to hypnotize yourself. Right. When you in it, you know what I'm saying? When the time is ready for the birth, that's it. It, like, hits you. Oh, my body is, the creator made my body to be able to hold a baby. And you keep on telling yourself this for the 9 months and different affirmations.
Yeah.
But I feel like that is preparation. If we don't have preparation in our lifestyle, bro, we're going to be willy-nillying everything. So I'm going to stop here. But yo, peace, greetings.
Peace, yo. Yeah. Man.
How y'all doing?
We're
here. Third Eye Five Podcast. Straight up.
Killer.
Third Eye Vibe. On him. Yo, this guy made 8 albums, man.
Yo, 8, man.
He got music for days. You know when you make 8 albums, come on now, you gotta get at least 3 off of each album. Do you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 3.
Does that make sense?
And it's like that. It's like that. Man, y'all tune into my shit, man.
This guy.
Stop sleeping, man.
Freaking 8 albums, man. All of them are on iTunes and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, this year is coming. We're coming with a new one. Maybe on my birthday, maybe around Christmas. Good. But
he's got it. Bro, he nails it on his birthday all the time.
It just happens.
He nails it on his birthday all the time.
It just happens. So,
is that like a thing? That's like a tradition. It just became like a cultura now. That's
cultura.
It. Yeah, cultura. Like, that's your culture. You see? Like how Spanish and English intertwines. Culture, cultura.
Cultura.
Yeah, bro.
That is...
Gracious.
Agradecida.
Bro, you want to be a person of Ra. Well, I pronounced it Ra.
Agradecido.
Yeah, agradecido. I believe, yeah, agradecido.
I like that, man.
Gracious.
Hey, I said that today. What a time to be alive, yo. A lot of different things going on, different experiences.
You know, there's more than one fire going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it, bro, for the past, bro.
That's crazy, man.
We've been talking about it. It's getting real, bro. That's what it's like.
More than one fire. You showed me that map. The whole map is covered.
It's real.
Yeah. Yo, people, like, y'all should go check that out. There's fires going on everywhere.
Yeah. And it's crazy that you bring that up. Somebody just recently hit me up and told me that their parents work in her dad work in the government, and they saying they about to do some text alert emergency on everybody's phone and devices for this FEMA camp thing that's about to occur. I don't know where it's heading with that, but they gonna do like a text. You know how like we've been getting little stuff on our phone with randomly pop up type shit. They going to be doing like a test on everybody's phone about FEMA. So if FEMA. Y'all don't know about FEMA, look up FEMA, cause that's what's going on with the fires and stuff. Like people that don't have no shelters and stuff, they put them in the FEMA camp until they able to do something and able to rebuild their home and shit like that. Cause they don't have no home cause the fire is burning their shit. So what's going on in the United States is they building these camps, these FEMA camps where they can stay at and stuff like that. Mm. But we have to think, yo, ain't no telling what they can do at this point. You know what I'm saying? Because this is actually happening. Like, you can go look. There's actually people camping out at these camps because of what's going on, these natural disasters with, like, tornadoes and even the fires now. So there's a lot of people out there now, and they're building more camps, and FEMA is one of them. So when she brought that to my attention today, I was like, oh yeah. But they're saying Virginia, they're testing, doing the test run, so we gotta figure out, okay, is this about to be one of the situations?
They're doing the test run here? I don't think so, bro. You see, Virginia, listen. Allah is the ultimate protector. All praises be and due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Virginia is pretty protected because it's Navy bases, right? Like, I don't think they would want to do anything on this end. But hey, man, you never know, man. We have a plan, but Allah is the best of planners.
Yeah.
El creador.
So you plan now.
El creador is the best of planners, man.
Plan now, give praise, stay in spirit, stay tapped in. Everything will be good.
You see, I feel like I see where you're coming from about the FEMA stuff and all that, but I don't worry about that. I'm not gonna front.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's nothing to worry. It's nothing to worry about. You already know where yourself at.
Yeah.
But it's like, too, there's a lot of stuff going on around this world.
There is a lot of stuff going on.
We're seeing it on social media. Like, this is becoming a real thing.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's in and out. It's like every week.
Every week something is going down.
With a fire. And I'm like, yo, what, are they trying to burn this shit down? Then we got volcanoes erupting from under the ground and shit. There's a whole bunch of shit.
Did you see that stuff in Mexico?
Yeah.
The volcano jump? Yeah. That was in Mexico, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's like right over here. See what I mean? Mexico's right by us, bro. I mean,
just go to show like anything.
Bro, it just goes to show you that Mexico is already in like, it is like this to California and Arizona and Texas. Like, Mexico's already here. It's already been here. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty much for the Latinos anyways. The Latinos have the majority of the map of America. You know what I'm saying? Of Estados Unidos, I guess. If you think about it, bro. Colorado, California, Florida, you know, Texas. Also, the American flag is a bandera latina color. The color is a Latin flag. It was like that flag was already for Latinos before America was even ever thought of. ever thought of.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So they took the color from Latinos anyways.
When you do everything up. You just take.
Yeah. And a dude from Spain, okay, a lawyer from Spain, and he was a general, came and stayed in my Airbnb, you know? And he actually cooked me fish, bro. He cooked me a fish in my home. I bought the fish and everything, and he's like, I'm gonna cook, is that cool? And we'll eat together. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. So he went outside, smoked a cigar. You know what I'm saying? Fish was incredible. Incredible. And we went and sat outside and he started telling me about America. You know what I'm saying? And how they took the color of a Latino flag and pretty much claimed it their own, and the stars and all that stuff. Like, that was already thought of. Like, that was already on a whole nother, in a whole nother country before this place. Like, dude, that's crazy. I never knew that. I never had a... Yeah. And then if you see it, Puerto Rico, the flag, you know what I'm saying? Puerto Rico, Cuba, you know? Like, Miami, you know, they say already Puerto Rico is the United States, you know? Yeah. Panama, Dominican Republic, you know what I'm saying? Like, those have the colors, the same colors as the American flag. They got the stars and all that, and...
That is gorgeous. But how you feel, like... Wait. This might be a touchy subject, but it needs to be talked about.
Damn. Oh my god, touchy subject needs to be talked. What are we gonna discover now?
Like,
Mr. Ray.
Like,
hello.
When it comes to structuring a business and running a business and, really having structure,
right,
and also not having confusion within it.
Right.
So, and then, mind you, having the vision of, like, thinking of the future, which is, like, the children and everything like
right,
that.
Right.
So, with the LGBT thing, like, having, like,
them. Are you talking about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
What should, like,
get? Okay, can we do thing? Can we do subject and?
Yeah.
Okay. So the business. What was the business thing?
Yeah, like business, like having, cause that's coming a thing now. I'm seeing with jobs, like there are, cause you know, like some we haven't seen like really like gay people working and all this other stuff now.
What?
Like. Gay people working.
Gay people?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we coming more to people are opening up and expressing themselves and being that in a workspace. So, of being a business, like, going to business, like, but if you have a destination of, like, where you're going, what you, like, saying like a nation or organization, you're trying to grow within that, do you think is... a good idea to accept that or...
To accept what?
Accept, like, a transgender or someone being gay.
To work in my...
In your...
Establishment?
Yeah.
Wow, you kind of set me up with this question.
Because, bro, this is what's going on in business, bro. Like, it's like, as much as you want to run it... You know what I'm saying?
But, well, where I come from, all right, like traditionally, let me say that, traditionally, culturally, right? So I'm, you know, I'm a Palestinian, but an American. Yeah. You know, Palestinian American, that's how I identify myself, you know? My roots is Palestinian, I was born here. But where I come from, they say, whatever you're afraid of, you're already sitting on. You know what I'm saying? And it sounds way better in Arabic. اللي خايف عليه قاعد عليه. You know what I'm saying? So, like, with that saying being said, you know, I think we need to be ready to work out of a place of love, you know what I'm saying, over hating the fact that someone's doing something that you don't do, mm-hmm. right? Or who you are, mm-hmm. who you want to carry yourself, how you want to show your kids how to live, you know what I'm saying? I think that if that doesn't affect your lifestyle, we live in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a part of the amendment, to be free and speak your mind and be who you want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think that this is new to society, the whole LGBT, you know what I'm saying? And I think that transgender folks are also new, and bisexual and pan and all these new, I don't know how to say it because I want to be very respectful, you know what I'm saying? Like all these new way of lives, let me say that, you know? Like this is a new way of life, you know? And I feel like we need to be respectful to everyone's way of life, and I really mean that, but I don't need to accept it. I don't need to accept it in mi cultura, como yo quiero vivir. I want to live a whole way of life, and I'm already, and this is how businesses get established, like, and they thrive. When you put a goal, a plan
together,
you know what I'm saying, and you live by it,
and stand by
and
it,
and you have the intention you want to stand by it, then that's how I want to stand by it.
I see.
So I feel like we need to be able to agree to disagree, mm-hmm. and I feel like because we live in a free country, everyone is entitled to how they want to feel, who they want to sleep with, who they want to partner up with, mm-hmm. who they want to do business with. You could be a homeless, but then become a trillionaire here. Mm-hmm. And it happened billions of times to superstars today in Hollywood. So it's like, I want to bring it, you know, like, to my culture. But if I had someone in my workspace working for me, my job is everything to me. You see how I work. You know what I'm saying? My company, Abu Misk, for example.
Abu Misk.
Yeah, like, all I ask is, don't bring your sex and your sexual orientation to my fucking business, straight up. That's it. And I'm going to say that. Don't bring that here. Because we're here to make money. And this is what keeps the house going. And this is what pays my bills. This is what pays your bills, with all due respect, because I want to pay people and help the community. But that whole sexual thing and the whole pronouns and stuff, bro, this is a business. I'm here to make money. I'm not here to be politically correct. Motherfuckers make mistakes. Because people today in the workplace have an issue with that.
Exactly.
If you address them the wrong way, shit, you're going to be called out.
Exactly.
So, I understand that. But me being a business owner, I'm going to respect everybody. I'm not going to come and tell someone that I don't want to hire you. You know, in my old business, Seven Cities Gaming League, and I'm going to say this for the record, I had a player that was gay, a man. He was one of my sponsored players. And then I had a lesbian and Satan worshiper. I had a transgender that I hired. No lie. All these people that I hired. I had straight people. I mean, I had I had it all in my business, in my own business, because you go through employees and stuff.
How was that process?
That was a tough experience, I'm not going to lie, because, I mean, not because of the whole sex thing. Everyone comes with a, it's like our mind is our laboratory, and everyone's in charge of his own laboratory. So you think a whole different way of the next man and the next person and the next this and... So it was like running a business and having employees, you got to know how to deal with different emotions coming at you all at once. You know what I'm saying? Different stuff. And that's just on a small scale. We were a small scale business. Imagine like Ralph Lauren. Imagine like Apple. Imagine like McDonald's, you know, the biggest food chain. You know what I'm saying? Like that was just on a small scale for me. And you got to deal with people's mentalities and people trying to set you up and people stealing from you. And oh my God, it wasn't the easiest thing. One of my other businesses, I only had women. I was doing We Buy Gold and everything was going smooth. And I, you know, everyone was in line and everyone knew what they had to do. And no one manipulated the system. In the gaming world, everyone was manipulating. They were manipulative because in the game, you got to be manipulative, bro. You got to know how to strategize. And a lot of them knew how to strategize good over a lot of different ways, like manipulate, you know, a certain situation so we could pay them more or do this or do that. Or just crazy stuff. But with my other business, like I said, I trained women to go knock on doors and buy gold, you know, because I come from a jeweler background. My father's a jeweler. And when the We Buy Gold was hot in like 2009 to like 2013 or whatever, we went, you know, we hit the streets and we started buying gold. And we opened stores after that. We had like four We Buy Gold stores, legitimately, and everything. And
how was that?
That was insane. With all girls. That was insane. I mean, that was incredible. You know, everyone was in line. Everyone knew, you know what I'm saying? What, like I said, what needs to be done. And you know, I used to train them and, you know, like you got to be respectful. You got to know how to knock on the door and not be too much and wait and talk to the customer. You know, like you got to have charisma, you know, you got to be charismatic, especially when you're doing door to door. You know, like you got to be able to be very welcoming and also like you give space as well, you know, because too much welcoming and people, I feel like you're trying to convince them too much. So, you see it, you know, when you go with me. You got to know how to give and take. Like, you know, like, be in their face, you know, and eye contact is everything. You know, if you're looking down and talking to somebody, you don't look serious, bro. You're afraid. You're afraid. People like the... being bold and, like, I could be able to walk in your bar in any shop. Excuse me, in any shop and take control. That's how sales is. You gotta be able to walk in the room. Hey, this is who I am. How are y'all doing? And you start taking control. You know?
Right.
But also give space.
Space.
Yeah, so the gold thing was the gold thing was way chill than the gaming. The gaming was too much.
Too much,
and then everyone wants to take all the ideas and run with it, and then everyone becomes a professional store opener. Like, fool, you can't even pay your rent, bro. Like, I just took out a $60,000 loan, bro, for this whole business right here. You know, I'm in the tank for that, but hey, bro, if you don't take the chance, you'll never know. So it's like
risk, man.
Like, everyone becomes a professional. Like, they know how to open stores. And everyone knows how to run tournaments. And it's like, bro.
So, everybody was in there was thinking they was in your shoes. Like, they...
Exactly. Like, they could just take it over and run it, bro. And then people started opening. People started opening left and right. We were the first ones in the 757 to have a gaming store, to even throw,
fucking mall.
Bro, to even throw the biggest tournament in the 757. We gave out, like, bro, the freaking, what's that called? The game on the Switch, bro. Super Mario Brothers? Yeah, bro. That fighting game, dude. Mm. We gave out, like, a stack, I think, for, like, $1,500.
Word.
Yeah, bro. Cash money. Cash money, bro. But I don't know. The gaming world was tough. I wouldn't get back into it, no lie.
Word.
Yeah. The oils is more of, you know, now experiencing oil and stuff like that. I feel like that business is completely, it's way more clean. It's more intimate. You know, you build relationships, you build clientele. You know, a client is different than a customer. A customer's gonna want a deal. A client already knows the price and even gives you a $20 tip. You know what I'm saying? Or gives you a $5 tip, or even if it was $2. Just the thought of like, hey, I know you out here you go, you know? So, the oils is more building clientele, bro. Because you know you're going to go see them again. They want that oil again, especially when they get connected to it. And a lot of these oils, too, where people, like, sometimes don't understand. It's like it reminds you of a place, a time. It reminds you of your relative. Some people buy the oils because their mother smelled that type of way. It's incredible. You heard that, right? So incredible. And it's like sometimes the oils puts the smile on people's faces. And
right.
That just makes me feel like, man, I got such a good product. I'm so grateful. Agradecido. I'm gracious and grateful that I have such a good product. And then I tell people, I'm like, yo, them oils be putting smiles on your face. And then they start laughing like, yeah, I know, I'm cheesing.
Yeah.
So I feel like this business is, like I said, very clean and intimate and it's one-on-one, you know, and now I'm looking into wholesaling too. You know, I'm giving people an ability to buy into the business and make money. And whatever investment they put in, they make half or triple, depending on how they know how to hustle. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if they're good with being charismatic, you know, like you have to have charisma, like I said.
Yeah.
You know, like even barbers, they tell me, how do I approach my client, you think? Like, how should I do this? Because a lot of people, like a lot of barbers, they don't even want to talk. They just want to clip quick, fast. But you need to take in consideration, like these little bottles, you sold two to your client, you know, you just made yourself $20, $30 right there. Boom, with your cut, you just hit like $50. Mm. So also, if they buy the bigger bottle now, you know, the small bottle, I sell it wholesale for $7.50 the dozen. That's $90. Now you could take that and flip it. You know what I'm saying? For $15, now you're making an extra $90 once all of those are sold. So you get back your $80 plus $80. So it's like,
the hustle, y'all.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's why I'm liking the oils, honestly. It's been about 2.5 years, almost 3 years. And we started with our OG oil, the Godfather. It's called the El Sheikh. You know, out here in the 757, they call it the Godfather. That was our first oil. Took us a minute to produce. And we sold that for about a year by itself. No other oil. I promise you, like, my brother Bilal was the first one that got on the oil game. You know what I'm saying? And got into it. We all got into it together, but he was the one that was really pushing it. Like, I was doing Uber. You know, I was doing Uber, Lyft, and I was making crazy money.
That's how I met Brody, man.
I was making stupid crazy money, but I was still doing shit on the side.
Yeah, you was.
Yeah, bro. It's like,
I remember I was riding him one time. He put up to a shopping center. Hey, my baby. Hey. Hello. I was like, oh, yeah, this man get it. This nigga had the phone, too. Hey, look. You will not pull up. You pull up got in the to. Car. You be out the window.
You got to, bro. You even open that window, bro. Hey, Papa. Hey, Pastor. Get okay. For real.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's life, bro.
Yeah.
Good to be here on your podcast.
Yeah,
you know
sure
what I'm saying?
Man.
Good to be here. I'm in a good space. And like I said, man, Double Mist 7 days a week. I make people smell good. I make people feel good.
Yeah.
You know, I get people right. And I get right in the process, you know, because it's all a process. Each one teach one, you know. Like I learned many
lessons.
Never
leave one.
Yeah, man. I learn lessons when I go into people's businesses and stuff. And so what I've been encountering, every time I give, I receive. You know, you know, you give, you're gonna receive.
Okay.
You know, and it's not like give to receive. No, give with the intention of you're just giving. But it like never seems to miss. It always, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sales teaches relations, bro. How to have good relations
with people.
And I think that's like super important. Super important. You don't need to work for anybody these days. There's so much outlets that people could create their own businesses and make millions of dollars. Like, it's nothing. It just takes, if there's a will, there's a way. You know, like if you have the will of creating a good plan and hiring people and stuff like that, I don't see why not. The business is not gonna flourish, you know?
Yeah.
So, and just being able to say, I don't know everything, let me seek other knowledge. Because a lot of us wanna be able to say, I know it all, I could do it by myself, I could save money, I could this.
Yeah.
And we start
bump you.
Yeah.
I don't need you.
Yeah.
So. Straight back and blessing, though. That's a thing too. To stop, I said people, we gotta stop blocking our own blessings.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and really analyze our moves and way of life and how we dedicate ourselves every day.
Yeah,
you know, because you see, in today's world, it's coming like people don't have like that structure and morals anymore. And with that and having that, it, you know what I'm saying, brings that fulfilling life to you when you have that uh-huh. structure, you know what I'm saying? Instead
right.
of just living day to day, just thinking
you can't.
Life is life.
You can't, man.
You know what
we
I'm saying?
We can't. I can't. Let me just say that to myself. I can't live day to day. A lot of people say, just, you know, I'm going by taking it one day at a time. Shit never changes like that.
Right.
You gotta be able to poner fuerza. Some type of force, papa.
Right.
See, you know, like,
get your ass up.
Yeah, Zenima. Hot Kuwa. Get your ass up, exactly. You can speak all my languages there, man.
Yeah.
You know.
You so. Did. You just. Yeah. So, yeah, this is why I like having these talks too, man, because this really like leaves a blueprint for our children to always go back and listen, and the
right.
information is there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. You just gotta seek it. You can really seek it through your mama and dada.
Right. Those are like little clues that our kids could go back to. I see exactly what you mean.
Right, man.
How's your son, bro?
He's great, man.
That's
he's
good.
He's getting dark at night. He's really getting dark. He's getting crazy. So, yeah.
Your son's that half-reeking, boy.
Half-reeking.
Half-reeking.
That's
reeking, man. That's crazy. My boy, he is Sag game, bro.
Sag game.
Oh, man. We got to travel with my boy, bro. All
right, man.
Your daughter, she's eating pizza now.
For real. That's what I'm saying. That's what's going on.
This is too cute.
Just grubbing on that dog.
Bro,
two hands in that junk,
dude. Oh my god, man.
Yeah,
girls are different than that boys, man.
Yeah,
they really are. I mean, don't get me wrong, I would like a boy, yeah, Colorado, but I would love my daughter. Just a different connection, I think. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. But honestly, man, I'm giving courses too, you know, on how to become like a professional salesman and be able to enter businesses and pitch whatever you want, whatever it is. If it was your brand, if it was someone else's product, and you know, like I'm giving courses, 1 hour courses, you know, because I've been doing this for forever, probably since the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Like selling products and
since the 90s.
Yeah, man. Like 99 to until now.
Bro, how? You know? All right, the heck. Let's start with 99, bro. How was the sales game in 99?
No lie, bro. No lie, bro. Super young, man. Like, being around it, around my family, you know? Like, Palestinians, bro, like, we grew up in their shops. You gotta figure, like, some people, bro, they literally can't even climb the cashier. They gotta be, like, on the milk carton and just...
Put it in.
Yeah. Putting it in. That, I mean, it's like, because it's like you follow your tribe, you do business with your tribe. Your tribe has the business and they hire their people and everything is like in-house.
Yeah.
You know, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The workers, the manager, the boss, the children, it ain't on no cult shit, motherfucker. Yeah, like, don't worry. It ain't on no cult shit. This is about money. This is about making money together. You know what I'm saying? Because cuando tú eres mi primo, you know, like, it's just more easier for me to have trust when you're my cousin. Mm. You know, primo is cousin. When you are my cousin,
primo.
So it's like, that's why it's like they keep it in the family. And the Egyptians were the same way, bro. They were the same way. And Ethiopians and people in Africa, it's like everyone sticks with their, obviously, their tribe or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't no culture. This is about making money. Yeah. So it's like, I always was with my family. And I never, like, I did branch off at one point in my life. I'm like, I want to go do my own thing. You know what I'm saying? I just want to go experience the world. And I did for about 6 years. That's when I had my dreadlocks and changed my name. You know what I'm saying? I was Ross at one point for six
really
years. So it's like I wanted to be able to go and discover the world. You know what I'm saying? Which I did. And I don't regret it. It was an amazing experience. But I feel like sticking with your tribe, it gives you strength. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It gives you that strength. It gives you that backbone that you can fall on.
Right.
It gives you the security, comfort, you know, that you don't get when you're out here doing it alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, like, we're
it's crazy I changed my name before.
You really changed
my
name.
I really changed my name.
Stages and phases, man.
Yeah.
So, like, with your family and seeing, like, we're doing business and selling, was it more of, like, a man thing or female got down there? Is it everything to it, too?
It all depends. It all depends. So, if you're doing, like, every family, every tribe is different, too, bro. Some people are more uptight than others. Mm. You know, some people will be willing that their ladies work. Some people, no way, they would let their ladies work, and that's it. And the man is the provider, and that's that. They're more on the old school side.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of new schools, you know, or the new millennials, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Or let's say my culture, or the new generation, you know, that's getting married now at 21, you know. They start getting married at 17, 18, bro.
Yeah.
No lie. You know what I'm saying? I got married at 21, my first one. So, some of them will let their women work. Some of them even will hire, you know, their lady works in the business, in the family business. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be jewelry, it could be selling cars, it could be financing, it could be, you know, but, you know, like I said, some people are more uptight, some people are more extreme than others, some people are loose. You know, some people are hot, some people are cold, some people are in between. So with my family, my dad was uptight in the beginning, in the early 2008-09 period, was kind of uptight. But then when it started hitting like 2014 and, you know, a couple of us, you know, got divorced or went through some issues, and my dad loosened up. He loosened up, you know what I'm saying? And things change, bro. They're never meant to stay the same. It's growth. You know, you have to be able to go with the times, and, you know, sometimes we have to accept things, you know, and choose our battles, pick our battles. You know, if I'm a fight with my people, I'm not going to have that comfort, the tribe, the business, the, you know, so it goes back to choosing your battles correctly, you know, or, you know, choosing what is correct for you.
Respect, man. Man. Well, my family was like that, cuz.
And it's not easy. It's not easy to keep a good, balanced relationship when you're working with family. That's the hardest thing. It's easy to have, but to balance and work with it and for it to thrive and strive, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's maintenance. It's investment. It's stepping on ego, because your younger brother might say something that you don't like, but 3 months after that, your business just made $40,000 because your younger brother was right. You know what I'm saying? It's shit like that. Like, you got to be able to take the good and bad and, you know, weigh it out. And, you know, like, it's not easy working with family. No, it ain't. So, but now it's like, because we opened so many businesses together, me and my family. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, when I say family, I'm saying, like, these are my siblings, my blood. So this time around, it's more like we have kids, you know, we have children.
Yeah.
You know, we want to leave a legacy for our family. And I don't, I'm not saying this to sound cute or anything, but this is what, like, this time around, you know, it's like eagles to the side. Mm-hmm. You know, things are moving smooth. And, you know, and I don't like to talk too much about my family, but because I'm excited and things are going well, and, you know, I feel like I like to share this information just for new businesses, people that are about to create their business, to know, like, yo, do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold back.
Right.
You need help. You know, there's people out here that did it many times, you know, and I feel that this is who we are, you know, Third Eye 5 in Upper Miss. We also help small businesses grow, you know, and we have a lot of ideas and a lot of inputs and a lot of resources that we do. Like Ray, he does graphic design, you know.
Graphic designs, structuring, like, how you want to go about your business, and even, like, first stepping with, like, the name. Like, what you gonna name it? Like, is it gonna sound good? Is it gonna be presentable? Like, that's what we're talking about today. Like, is your business presentable?
Yeah.
Can I go to it? Can I look anywhere on the internet or somewhere to find your product? And that's key, because you don't want to be like, I'm selling something, and you don't even, like, have, like, where somebody can, like, because everything digital now. Like,
exactly.
I can't even go nowhere and see what you got, like, what you've been doing, like,
right.
What's your portfolio, you know
right.
what I'm saying? So that's important to,
I mean, you could even, you could even run it through Instagram. Like, you don't even
right.
need a website, but,
right.
You know, like, with my business, right? If you're communicative on Instagram with people, you don't even need a website.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying website ain't good. Website is recommended. But if you know how to communicate with people and you're charismatic through texting and voice messaging, people will send you money, cash out.
Instantly. Then going all the way,
like,
to the website. And
yeah.
And
you literally send them the product. But you do have people that like to hit the button and go through this and look through the stuff.
Put in the cart.
The cart thingy and all
mm-hmm.
that stuff. So
yeah.
That's why I do recommend the website be done. But if you started now,
at least you know have something.
You could hustle on IG and make money without the website.
That's how I started with me, you know? With everything. Like, that's how you get something rolling. Like, just start it, man. Just do it. Just fucking do it. That's all it takes. So a lot of people be scared to just do what they really want to do. Because I feel like, too, this is the dealing with the uncomfortable part.
Yeah, yeah.
And being in uncomfortable situations and thinking that you have to know it all.
Yeah.
To be where you need to be type shit. That's just right. Not how it goes. You gotta
fall. You can't be too comfortable, man. I feel like when we're too comfortable, things tend to go south.
Mm-hmm.
You know? For real.
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta be ready at all times. At all times.
Yeah, man. Really appreciate you being here, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
We got another episode in, man.
Hell yeah, this is Third Eye Five, man.
Third Eye Five, this is five, man.
It really is, bro. It's good to be here, honestly. Whatever I say, I'm just saying based off of my experience. I'm not trying to be better than anybody. Excuse my ignorance. If I said anything wrong about anyone or anyone's gender, that's not what we're here for, honestly.
Awareness. And that's what we're here. Spread awareness.
I give thanks and gratitude. Estoy agradecido.
Agradecido.
Adios.
Ghost.
Adios, exactly.
Dave.
For real. We like to practice our languages here because we use them, so, you know. We practice Spanish, Arabic, you know, hopefully Portuguese pretty soon.
Portugal. Wow. Soon, man. We'll be out of country vibing. Views.
Oh, you did get that thing money. Today. You did get that thing today.
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah, we're gonna do it, huh?
Yeah.
What part of where?
London.
Nice. How many shows?
That's a good show. We gotta hit them up. We gotta see what we can do.
Okay.
Those are the venue names. Get their number. See what they got going on.
Wow.
Yeah, she didn't know all this shit.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yo, we're gonna go to London.
Bro, we gonna go. It's over with.
Mary Poppins.
It's over with.
It's Mary Poppins. Oh, man.
One of the small straw hits.
Yo, oh, man, that's a snatch.
Come on, bro.
No cap, bro. Okay.
Man, all right, baddies right. There, bro. And you know it, bro.
That's crazy.
They're gonna love us over there.
Yo, we're gonna go to London.
London.
Oh, man. Oh, we got to have the best coffee, best freaking tea.
Everything.
The whole shebang, down, bro. Down, the whole shebang, bro.
It's going to be so legit.
All right. And what were the, when were the dates?
There's no dates.
There's no dates, so we have to give him a call.
Yeah, give him a call.
Yo, Third Eye Five going to London.
Going to London, bitch. We're taking the podcast to London.
Wait, yo, it'd be fucking crazy. We just sit outside right in front of the Paris Tower building and just do the podcast.
Right there.
And then post that bitch.
Right there.
We in London,
man. That's what we doing, bro.
How y'all getting money going to London?
Because that's what we do.
All praise to Allah.
All praise to Allah. Exactly. For real, bro.
Man, I could really see that, y'all.
Hell yeah. All right, cool, bro.
And it's not like nobody's, it's not like I'm not going to have people showing up because they don't show up. Best believe.
Right.
Best believe. I got
it's whatever, bro. We go and we do a show. That's what we do. Done deal.
Julio is already done.
My guy. Glad that you reached out to that person, yo.
Oh, yeah. I'm always talking to him. Yeah.
That's cool, bro.
We're talking every day.
I feel like they'll like your music over there, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fuck, I be seeing it on my stream shit. Like, people out of country fuck with me way more.
That's crazy.
It is. And I just be sitting there looking like, wow, this is crazy.
Right?
Like South America.
Bro, over Brazil. Here, they can't even put the freaking mic on correctly.
You
bro.
Feel me? Like, I know they're going to have my shit like right. Bitch, I get all that.
Drop the beat, bro.
Drop the beat. What are you waiting on?
Yeah,
bro. What are you waiting on?
That's crazy. So you think overseas they respect the culture more?
Of course, because yeah. It's different. It's yeah. On different.
It's on a different level.
Yeah. And we have a different accent than what they are normally, you know what I'm saying? Coming across, so we come over there and we coming out with that, you know what I'm saying? That huh? Right. Coming
with
that
huh?
Thinking about
so, this guy.
So yeah, it's real.
Wow.
And bringing that energy, I know I'm gonna bring the energy, man, because just being there is just gonna boost everything up. Like I'm coming with the fucking energy. I'm gonna play the energy song. One day.
I'm gonna make it big one day. And like this.
Like everybody dancing that bitch, like they gonna feel the vibes when they come.
You know? Wow.
They gonna know what's gonna hit them when they hit that. Aye, aye, aye. Over with. Yeah. Yeah, so it's in the words, y'all. So
right.
y'all stay tuned for the day show. Y'all hearing it right now. Y'all getting the first scoop.
So that's what we doing, honestly. Like for artists. We're doing this with Ray, you know, and we don't mind to share our plans and give our plans out to people. Like, you know, there's so much room here to make money and learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to say this to sound like so welcoming, you know, because a lot of people like to hold out.
Yeah.
Like, why are you holding out for, bro? Don't worry. I ain't trying to. Don't worry. But I understand. I understand. It's cool. Yeah. But it's like, this is what we're doing for Ray, the artist. We want to go overseas, and we want to be able to test the waters and see, you know, if he does a couple shows, he can build like 1,000 followers, like super quick, or a couple of thousand followers, you know, like a fan base. Maybe, you know, you're...
Come back over here,
exactly,
it's over with.
Exactly. So... we like to try different things, you know what I'm saying? And we have investors that are willing to invest in Ray and whatever. And it's like the funds, it's not the hardest thing. The funds is easy. But I feel like it's more of putting a plan and sticking to, it goes back to planning, right? And
right.
The intention and staying according to plan.
Right,
staying
focused. Yeah. Staying. Right, like what you said, stay according to plan.
Yes.
Stay
yes.
On track.
Yes. Because it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you know, if you put the niyyah to do it, then just stick to it. You know what I'm saying? Islam is all about niyyah, intentions. You could do the motions and pray and stuff like that. But if I don't have the right intentions for my brother, then my prayers are not going to be... yeah. So it's like... It's the intentions throughout your whole being, your whole lifestyle, and how you communicate, how you walk, how you address people, and how you address people that you're not going to benefit from. How do you act with those people? You know, that's having pure intentions. So I feel like with a business, that's how we have to run our life. That's why I'm talking about intentions. I don't mean to digress, but when you have the intentions to do something a certain way, stick to it, foresee it. If it didn't work, get over that shit.
And keep it pushing.
And keep it pushing.
You feel me? That's
because not every business is going to be a good one. Not every relationship is going to be a good one. Not every marriage is a good one. So, and we need to be able to notice this type of stuff and say, Alhamdulillah, yo estoy agradecido a Dios que estoy viviendo. I'm living. Estoy aquí.
Yeah.
I can breathe, I can see, I can hear. My ass, I can't hear from this ear. Got into a car accident. Yeah, man, it's still buzzing. We'll talk about it later. I'm deaf from one ear, but it's all good. I'm still here. I'm pushing my Corolla.
You pushing.
Yeah, bro. So,
see what I'm saying?
But
keep this shit going.
Give thanks. Abu Misk, hit us up. Gift box, whatever you need. We got all the best oils in the area.
Hit us up, y'all. You need your business, you need to get right, hit us up in the DMs, 35 underscore, or Herbal Mist Perfumes. We're going to get you right, man.
Give thanks.
35 Just Survive, and we out.
Peace.